Okay, today's daf is Brachos Daf Lamed Ches. Today's shiur is once again sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. We thank him so much for the continued sponsorship of the Daf Yomi shiur. So we're holding again on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. We are at Troknin Chayavin. Last word in line is Chayavin, about 8 to 10 lines before the end of the page. What we're going to discuss is different types of batters and whether they are Chayiv in Chala, and also with regard to the Bracha, whether they are Hamotzi, if you make some sort of batter, a doughy type of batter, but not a full dough, so whether that's going to be Chayiv in Chala, whether the Bracha is going to be Hamotzi, what if a person is Kaveya Su'uda on it, and then the Gemara is going to discuss, what about crushed fruit? What is the bracha when one crushes fruit, when one makes an applesauce, if it's a chunky applesauce, if it's a smooth applesauce? The Gemara is going to also discuss the bracha one recites on medicine, which is something that we already discussed a few days ago, but we're going to come back to that discussion of bracha on, specifically on food that one eats for its medicinal value, and once we're talking about medicine and whether food takes on the status of medicine or it's still considered food, we're going to talk about that in terms of Shabbos. Is a person allowed to have foods that he's purposely having just for its medicinal value on Shabbos? Then on the bottom of Amud Aleph, the Gemara is going to talk about the proper text of the bracha that one recites on bread. Is it motzi lechem min haaretz, or is it hamotzi lechem min haaretz? And we're going to explain each side of that machlokas, and how we paskin and why we paskin what we paskin in that machlokas. The Gemara on Amud Beis is going to talk almost exclusively about cooked vegetables, that if a person cooks vegetables, do they retain the bracha of Bar Priya Adama, or do they now go on to a new bracha of Shahakol because they lost their original status as cooked vegetables? The Gemara is going to say that it may depend on the type of vegetable, but in the context of the discussion of cooked vegetables and what cooking does to a food and to its bracha, we're also going to mention a number of halachos relating to Hilchos Pesach on that level. What does cooking do to matzah? What does cooking do to maror? If a person wants to use those items cooked for their mitzvos on Pesach. So let's begin. Again, Lamed Zayin and Beis, last word on the line is Chayavin. We are at Troknin. So Troknin, Chayavin, Bechala. Troknin, or Chayavin, Chala. The Gemara will explain what that means. V'chiyasa, Ravin, Am, Rabbi Yochanan, Troknin, Ptur, Menachala. But Ravin says the name Rabbi Yochanan, that no, Troknin, are Pater from the Chiyuv of Afrashas Chala. So my Troknin, says Gemara, it's a great machlokes, so there's only one thing I need to know. What in the world are Troknin? So Am, Rabbaye, Kuba da'ara. It is some type of a mixture that involves flour and water, but it does not become a dough. Apparently, it's a very watery substance, more water than flour. And they bake it in like a hole on the top of the stove, where they pour the batter into this crevice on the top of the stove, and it bakes over there. Va'amar Abaye trisa p'tur min hachala, and Abaye says that trisa is pater from chala. Again, my trisa. See, ika da'amri. Some say trisa is gabil meratach, that it's also a mixture of flour and water that does not become a dough. You beat it with a spoon. It's more like a pancake type of batter, and they pour it on the griddle. They pour it on the stovetop, and it just spreads. So it never really has a tzuras hapas. It's more like a pancake. V'ikada amri, and some say nahama dihindika. It's the bread that they make in India, which is a bread that's baked, roasted on a spit, and as it's roasting on the spit, they're constantly smearing it with eggs or with oil. So that's what this word means, what trisa means, according to this opinion. V'ikadamri, and some say, no, you know what it means? It means lechem ha'asui lekutach, that it's the kind of bread that they use in order to make the kutach dip. The kutach is a food that's made from rotted bread and from milk, and they would dip food into it, and that lechem is baked in the sun, and because of that, it's pater from challah. It's never meant to be used as bread. It's baked in the sun. It's toasted and dried in the sun, and then it's mixed in with this dip. So Tani Rabbi Chiya, lechem asui lekutach pater min hachala. Rabbi Chiya said that lechem that you're using for a kutach, that you're baking to use for kutach, is pater from the mitzvah of hafrashas challah. V'atanya chayiv b'challah, says Gemara, but don't we have a brisa that says that lechem that you make for kutach is chayiv in challah? So how could that be? So answers Gemara, Hasam k'tiktani taima, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ma'aseh, mochichano, chala. When the Braisa says that it's chayiv and chala, it explains why the Braisa holds it's chayiv and chala. Because Rabbi Yehuda says that not all bread that's made for kutach is chayiv and chala. Rather, you have to look at what you're doing with it, of how you're making it, to see if it's chayiv and chala. Asa'a ka'avin, if you asa'an ka'avin, if you made it, you prepared the bread in a way that you give it a nice tzura and you arrange it and you make it look nice, send chayavin, then it's going to be chayiv and chala because you're being megaladas that you're making it to eat. But kilimudin, but if you're just making it flat and making it, you're clearly not being makbid on how it looks, then peturim, then it's going to be part of chala because clearly you're making it just for kutach, just to crush it up and put it into this dip, so you're not making it to eat to begin with. So it's not about what you eventually use it for, it's at the time that you're making it, because the chi of chala is at the shas gibel, that's when you're at the shas lisha, it's at the time that you're kneading the dough. So when you're kneading the dough, you're arranging it to make a nice looking bread, so then it's going to be chayiv and chala. But if at the time of the kneading the dough, you're already totally being mevatalit and you don't care what it looks like, so it's obvious that you're only using it for kutach and it's going to be pater from the chi of hafrashas chala. So Amar Abayil Rav Yosef, hay kuba da'ara, this kuba da'ara, this flour and water combination, which is not a dough that gets baked in this hole on the stovetop, mayim varchin l'lavei, what bracha does one recite on it? So Amar Lei, so Rav Yosef says, mi savrit na'amahu, what, do you think that it's a bread and you should say hamotzi? Kuvla bi'almahu, it's just a mixture of flour and water, but it's not bread. Umvachin l'lavei, bari minei mizonos, and therefore the appropriate bracha is bari minei mizonos. That's something that's not considered bread, since you would not be kovei asuda on such a bread. So even though as far as challah it might be considered bread, as far as bracha, it's not considered bread. It's only if you're kovei asuda beferish that it has a din of pas. However, in Talmidei Rabbein Yonah, they say, no, that the whole chiyuv of challah, anything that's chayiv and challah, rather, is also going to be hamotzi. So Rabbein Yonah is an entirely different gear of our Gemara, because over here we're saying that, no, this is something that's chayiv and challah, and it's mizonos. So apparently, the chiyuv challah and the bracha that one recites on it, from the pashtus of the Gemara, do not relate to each other. Marzutra kaveh su'udasi laveh, Marzutra was kaveh su'uda on this item that is made with this mixture of flour and water, but is not bread. But once he was kaveh asud on it, ubirich lavei hamotzi lechem en aretz. So even though it's not bread, he said a hamotzi beforehand, v'shalosh brachos, and a full birchas hamazon afterwards. Amar bravashi v'adam yotze ben yidei chavaso bepesach. And not only that, a person can be yotze the mitzvah of matzah with this kuba da'ara on Pesach. My time out lechem oni karina bei. You're right, it's not bread, but on Pesach you don't need bread, you need lechem oni, and this is lechem oni. That's what the Torah says when it comes to matzah. You need the kind of bread that an ani would eat. So you don't need to eat dafka, the kind of bread that people are normally going to be koveya su'uda on. So kuba da'ara, which is not normal to be koveya su'uda, does qualify as lechem oni. So what emerges clearly from this Gemara is that you have some things that are clearly a bari minei mizonos that are not going to have a status of bread, but once you're koveya su'uda on it, on something that otherwise would not have a status of bread, but it's enough of a bread to be chayiv and chala, meaning when you make the dough would be enough to be chayiv and chala, it's just not normal to be kaveh asud on it, then it turns it into a motzi and a birch samasan, and that's what we paskin in Shulchan Aruch, and Aruch Chaim Sim Kuf Samaches Sivav, that if you have pas haba bekisnin, you're supposed to recite a borei minei mizonos and an alamichya, but if you eat enough pas haba bekisnin to be kaveh asud on it, even though you're not fully satiated from it, you say a bracha of hamotzi and birch samazon. And if initially the Shulchan Aruch says, you think, I'm just going to have one sliver of cake, right? They offer you the babka or whatever, it's made with a thick dough, but it's a pasa baba kisnin, so I just want a sliver, just a little tiny piece. But then you're sitting around the table and you're schmoozing and another sliver and another sliver and another sliver, and then before you know, the whole thing is gone. So you said a bari name is onus at the beginning, what do you do now? So you've already eaten a shear that people would be kaveh asud on it? Shulchan Aruch says, so now you say birch samazon, even though you only said a bari minei mizonos in the first place. And if you would assure that other people would not be koveya, even though you are koveya suda, that still is only a bari minei mizonos and an alamichya, because we assume bat ladaito etzel das kaladam. It would have to be the amount that's normal people would be koveya suda. How much is that? So the Mishnah Berurah writes in Simchat Chav Dalid that l'chadchila we have to be choshesh that arba beitzim, that the shear of four eggs is the amount that normal people are kaveh suda. If you can eat four eggs size worth of pasah b'kisnin, better to wash. That it's better to have a little piece of bread just to be yotzei any suffik, to have actual bread, but that the Mishnah Berurah is machmir from the size of Dalet Beitzim. So the Aruch HaShulchan in Sif Yud Ches in that same simon, the Aruch HaShulchan in Simon Kuf Samach Ches is very bothered by what he's seen as a growing practice of having a smorgasbord where people have all different types of food all over the, and there's also Pasa Babakistan, and he says he never sees anyone wash before the shmorg, but they're really eating, meaning they're not just having. He says you find a few chachamim, a few great people who know how to restrain themselves and only eat very little bit, or some people will wash, but very, very rare. He says most of the time they're eating. And if people are really eating, then it's a real problem. And he says, you'll tell me most of what they're eating is other foods that are not the mezonos food. But he says that counts also to the dalet beitzim. You're being kaveh suda. Anything that's the lafes boas apas is also going to count. So in order to be melamed zchus, he's medayik from the lashon of the Rif, that it's not totally in the shir kaviyah suda, it's totally in the ofen ha'achila, which is a great chiddush, that the Rif suggests, as Yaruch HaShulchan, that what's considered kaviyah suda is not on based on how much you eat, it's based on how you're eating it. So if it's in the shmorg room, where it's not where you're sitting down to be koveya yourself, so that mimela becomes something that's not a kaviyah suda, and he says that's the limud zchus on those people. He doesn't like it, but he has to be melamed zchus, so that's what he suggests is the limud zchus for such a thing. V'yamar ma'bar Ravashi, ha'iduv shud tamri. New topic. If you have date honey, mivarchin levei shakol niya bedvaro. The proper bracha is shakol. My taima. Why is it shakol? After all, isn't it part of the fruit? Na zeya bialmahu. It's like the sweat of the fruit. It's not considered something that is a major part of the fruit. So kiman, who is Mar Bar Ravashi assuming like? Kiaitani. He's assuming like the following tana. It's none because there's a mishnah in the 11th parak of Maseches Trumos that dvash tamarim. If you have date honey and also so v'yein tapuchim, if you have like apple cider, even or a citrus fruit cider or whatever, v'chomet sivanios, or you have vinegar that's made from grapes that never fully ripen, ushar mei peros shel truma, and other mei peros, other fruit juices of truma, meaning other, meaning not zesim va'anavim, not the juices that come from olives and grapes, but if you have truma, any of these products that come from truma, Reb Elazar mechayev keren v'chomesh. Reb Elazar says if a non-kohen eats it, he has to pay back Karen V'chomesh, because he has eaten peros of truma. All of these things have the status of peros of truma. Rabbi Shua Poter, Rabbi Shua says that no, may peros, the fruit juices of truma fruits, is not the pri. It's zeya bialma, and therefore it doesn't have a din truma. It doesn't have a din of a zar eating truma. So Mar Bar Ravashi, who says that on date honey the bracha is shahakol because it's not really the fruit, he's assuming like Rabbi Yeshua, who says that if you eat date honey that is truma, you're pater. You don't have to pay the keren v'chomesh. You pay the keren, of course, you have to pay back, but you don't have to pay the extra chomesh. You don't have to pay back as if one has eaten the actual truma. The Rashi explains that it's dafka by anavim v'zesim, where they're all made to make wine and to make shemen, that the yayin and the shemen are considered a chelik of the pri. But any other peros that are not all made to make mashkim from, they're meant to be eaten as a fruit. The mashkim that comes from them is not considered a chelik of the pri. So the Rashba says, well, wait a second. What about the chometz sivvanios that we just pointed out? These are made from grapes that will never ripen, that will never taste good, and the grapes are never meant to be eaten. Those grapes, the only function those grapes have is to make this vinegar. So shouldn't the mashka that comes from them be considered like the mashka that comes from Zeisim Ba'anavim, where it still is considered the priest? So why is Rabbi Yeshua pater someone who drinks the chometz sivvanios from paying back the keren v'chomesh? So the Rashba suggests that since the anavim that you make chometz are lower level, lower quality grapes, very low quality grapes, so the mashka that comes out of them is also considered to be automatically garua, and and therefore it's not considered to be a pri. Meaning, since the fruit that you began with was such a low quality fruit, so the mashka yotze mehem, even though that's the only function of that pri, that's going to be an exception to the rule. It's not going to be like olive oil. But typically speaking, where you have a fruit that's entire function, if it's a decent fruit and its entire function is to produce the juice that you get out of that fruit, me'ikra din, strictly speaking, it should be that the bracha on the juice that comes out should be bari priya eitz. Someone told me on Shabbos that Rabbi Abadi holds that you say bari priya eitz on orange juice, that you don't say shakal on orange juice because they're made from juicing oranges, and the juicing oranges are better as juice than they are as so it's a shayla whether you are mechalik between oranges. An orange is generally an orange, it's a fruit that people eat as is, so if you say that all oranges are oranges, so it's a bari priya eitz, and then when you take out the juices from it, it would be shakal. That's what most people assume. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Amalei umei rabbanan l'rava. One of the Talmidim asked Rava, trima mahu, what if you have trima, something that you partially crush up, it's not totally pulverized, what bracha do you make? So lava daitet Rava my karmelei. He didn't know, what are you crushing exactly? What's the shaila? So Yosef Ravina kameh de Rava. Ravina sat in front of Rava, amalei, and he said to that Talmid, what trima are you talking about? De shum shumi ka'amrit? Are you talking about when you crush up sesame seeds to get sesame oil out of them? Oh, de kurtami ka'amrit? Or are you talking about crushing up saffron where you put wine mixed in with it in order to drink it together? Oh, de portzini ka'amrit? Or maybe you're talking about crushing up grapes in order to mix the crushed seeds and peels with water to make a grape-like drink. So the hachi v'hachi, while Ravina was asking this Talmud what exactly his shaila was all about, Afke Rava Ledaite, Rava finally understood what the Talmud was asking. Remember, the Talmud was asking Rava, it's just Ravina was around, so Ravina was trying to clarify what the Talmud was asking. So Rava realized as this conversation was going on. So Amalei, he said to the Talmud, Chashilta Vade Ka'amrit. I know what you mean. You're talking about crushing up Chashilta. What is Chashilta? Cress or something? So, yeah? But Kartan Milsa, and you reminded me of Halacha, Hadam Rabiasi, Hatamri Shaltmura, that if you have dates of Truma, rather, Mutulasos Man Trima, that you're allowed to make them into Trima, meaning normally the Halacha is if you have Truma, you're not allowed to be mafsid the Truma, you're not allowed to destroy Truma. So if you have Truma, you're allowed to, if you have dates of Truma, you're allowed to crush them up to make Trima. That's not called that you're destroying the Truma. It's not considered to be downgrading it. But you know what you're not allowed to do is you're not allowed to make beer with it. Because that's called being mafsid, the truma, because the tamarin that you make beer from are considered to be nishtana legriusa. It's considered to be a downgrading of it and a destruction of the truma. So since the truma has a shame truma, what you see is that it didn't lose its shame pri. Because if crushing it would take away its shame pri, you wouldn't be allowed to do that to truma. So obviously it didn't lose its shame pri, and therefore for Hilchos Brachos as well, it should still be Borer Priya Eitz, just like you would make on dates in the first place. To be Hilchos Atamri Avdinu Trima Mevarch Melai Borer Priya Eitz My Taima B'Milsayu Kaimi Kidmei Kara. And therefore the halacha is that if you have dates that you made Trima out of, that you crush up a little bit, the bracha is going to be Borer Priya Eitz, because it's still considered to be something that has not been downgraded. Next discussion, Shetisa. If a person has a type of cooked dish that's made with flour that's made from toasted grains, that's they would take moist wheat kernels and they would toast them to dry them in the oven. So Rashi writes in Masechta Shabbos that it was a very sweet kind of flour, and they would make a type of dish with it by mixing it with oil and with water and with salt. So and in Masechta Seirav and Daf Chav Tes, they would mix honey as well. Okay, so they would mix a number of different items together with this sweeter kind of flour, and it's a sweeter flour because it came from toasted grains. So Shetisa, Rav Amr Shakol Niyeh B'dvaro. Rav says the bracha is Shahakol. Ushmol Amr Bar Minei Mizonos. Shmol says, no, it's got flour. It's Bar Minei Mizonos. So Amr Chis V'lo Pligi. They're not arguing at all. Haba Ava Haberaka. When Shmuel says that it's Bar Minei Mizonos, he's talking about a thicker dough that you make, you put more, the ratio of flour is a much higher ratio. When Rav says that it's Shahakol, he's talking about where there's very little flour, so it's more liquidy. So Avalach achila avdila. So when you make it thicker, it's made to be eaten. And raka l'refua avdila. And when you make it more liquidy, so then it's meant for refua. It's not meant to be made for achila. And that's why the bracha is going to be shahakal. Wait, just because it's made for refua, it's got flour in it. So why should the bracha be shahakal? So that's what a number of the Rishonim explained, the Rashba and the Ra'ah, that anything that's only made for refua, and you don't make that product when you're not interested in refua, even though it might taste good, but you would never have that product when you're not interested in refua, the bracha would be shahakal. But if you eat the refua in the same way that you would eat it shalom the refua, then the bracha would be whatever bracha it gets. Then the bracha would be a mizonos. That's how those Rishonim understand this sugya. However, Tosfos, the Rambam, the Rush, Tamidi Rabbeinu Yonah, they all hold that when you that the fact that you make it for refua is not the reason to say to not say a mizonos and to say a shahakal. No, he's explaining the difference between ava and raka. That ava, when you make it thick, it's the way people normally eat it. Raka is the way people normally make it for refua, but that's not the reason that it changes the bracha. The reason that it changes the bracha is not what your purpose is, but it's the fact that it's liquidy. And anything that's a drink, anything that's made l'shtia and not l'achila, is going to be shahakal and not mizonos. That's how that group of Rishonim understands it, that just making it into a drink is what turns it into a shahakal and not a mizonos, not the kavana that you have for refua. So that's a major machlokas Rishonim. Masav Rav Yosef is shavin shaboch shinas hashatus, that they agree that everyone agrees, says the Braisa, that b'shabbos, that you're allowed to mix with a spoon really well this mixture on Shabbos, because by mixing it, it's not a violation of lisha, it's not a violation of lush. And v'shosin zeisum ha-mitzri, and you're allowed to drink zeisum ha-mitzri on Shabbos. Gemara Pesachim says that it's a mashka that's made out of barley, or according to Rapapa, out of wheat, and karkum and melech, all in equal measures, and they soak it all together, and then they toast it in the oven, and then they grind it they grind it up, and they would drink this mashka from Pesach until Shavuos, because it helped settle the stomach. Whatever stomach problems you were having, if a person was atzur b'nekava, if he was constipated, so it would be mishalshal him, and if he had shilshal, so then it would work in the other direction. So it was like this magic stomach settler that would regulate the person. So the isal kadaitach. But if you're going to assume the refuah kamechavim, that the eating of shisisa raka is your kavanah is only to settle your stomach, refuah b'shabbos mishari, how are you allowed to have it on Shabbos? You're not allowed to have refuah on Shabbos. Amalabai va'atlo tizbra. Do you not hold that shisisa raka, even if it's made for refuah, you're allowed to have it on Shabbos? Vatznan, it's a mishnah mesechah Shabbos. Kala ochlin ochladim l'refuah b'Shabbos. That a person is allowed to eat any normal food, even if his kavana is for refuah on Shabbos. V'kala mashkin shosa, and any mashka that you want to drink, you're allowed to drink for refuah. So from the fact that it says kala ochlim, it sounds even that which is made for the sake of refuah, since it's a food, you're allowed to eat it on Shabbos. So shouldn't you ask the same question? How are you allowed to do it? It's refuah. Elamayas l'chameimar. No, how are you going to answer that question? The person who's eating it or drinking it is having kavana to eat, and therefore you're allowed to do that on Shabbos, even if you're also having kavana for refuah. So Achanami over here as well, by the shasisa, the person who's eating it is just trying to eat, so there's no issur refuah Shabbos. Lishna achrina, or another way to say it is, elamas lachlemeimar. How are you going to explain why you're allowed to have these things on Shabbos? Gavra lachil kamachavin refuah mimela kahavya. Your only kavana is for achila, the refuah just happens automatically. So chanami by the shisa lachila kamechavin refuah memeilo kahavya, that you're intending specifically for eating it, and the refuah is just something that happens memeila. So according to the lashon rishon, it's mutter even if you're having kavana for refuah as well, because you're also having kavana lachila. According to the second lashon, no, you have to have pure kavana laachila. The refuah has to just be something that comes memeila. Utsricha derav says the gemara, even though the Braisa says you're allowed to eat shisa raka on Shabbos, that even though it's meant for refuah, it's considered a food, Rav still has to tell me they have to say a bracha on it. Dimehai, because if I only would have known that what the Braisa says, that it's considered a food, legabe Shabbos, I would not have known to necessarily say a bracha. Because I would have said that on Shabbos when you eat it, you're having kavana for achila, the refuah comes automatically, so then it's a food. Aval hacha, but as far as the bracha is concerned, since your kavana is for refuah, not for achila, lo levrechalei klal, I might think you don't make a bracha on it at all. Kamashmalan, even to say anamine boy bruche. That's why we're told that since you're getting hana'a from it, one should recite a bracha on it because you are getting hana'a from it. So that's what we were discussing the other day, that that when it comes to brachos on refuos, it's a complicated sugya. What happens if you're having chicken soup? So that everyone agrees that if you're having chicken soup, even though you're having, it's a Michael Bream, normal healthy people eat it also. You happen to be eating your Mishum Refuah, everyone would agree that it gets whatever bracha you would normally recite on such types of medicine. But something that tastes good, it's just that it's not something that healthy people would normally eat, and you're eating it for refuah, so that's a machlokas rishonim. Does it get a shahakol because it's refuah, and refuah is automatically shahakol, or does it get whatever bracha it's supposed to get? The Ramah paskins for Ashkenazim that we say a shahakol on such things, even though Rov Poskim disagree and say that it gets whatever bracha it gets. But if you have something, and this is not discussed in the Gemara, it's only discussed by later Achronim, something that is bitter and disgusting, but it's made to taste sweet by adding a lot of sugar and adding a lot of other things to it, so some say no bracha at all. Some say Rav Shlomo Zalman says you say a bracha on the sugar, on the sweet part of it, so you would still say a shahakol. And some say that Tzitz Eliezer writes, no, there's another halacha that people are unaware of. We mentioned this the other day. I think that Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Reish Lamed, Siv Dalid, that if a person goes to do a kazas dam, he should say, and then after that kazas dam, he should say, Baruch Rofei Cholim. Says Tzitz Eliezer, you could be yotze with that bracha. That Yehiratzan will be yotze the bracha on the medicine. Mishabura says, it's not only by a kazas dam, that you're supposed to say that all the time. Whenever a person takes the medicine, when you take Tylenol, when you take anything, take any medication, it's appropriate to say Yehiratzan. You should remember that it's not the medicine that's helping us, it's the Ribbono Shel Olam that's helping us. So we should say such a Yehiratzan that the medication should help. Okay, Shalapasu Amar Hamotzi. So now the Gemara goes on to discuss what is the proper bracha on bread. So the Mishnah had said that bread gets a special bracha of Hamotzi Lacha Min Ha'aretz. So says the Gemara, is it Hamotzi or Motzi? Tan Rabbanan. Ma'u Omer, Hamotzi Lacha Min Ha'aretz? Rabbi Nechemia Omer, Motzi Lacha Min Ha'aretz. So Tanakama says it's Hamotzi. Rabbi Nechemia says no, without the hay. It's Motzi Lacha Min Ha'aretz. Now the klal in general by Lashon Bracha is that you're supposed to say B'lashon Avar, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you were praising Hashem for what He's already done, that He was Motzi the Lechem Min Ha'aretz, because you're eating it now, so Hashem was already Motzi it Min Ha'aretz. So it's based on that this Machlokas begins. So Amar Rava, B'motzi Kuliyam Lo Pligi Da Apik Mashma. If you say Motzi, everyone would agree, even the Chum agree, that it would imply that which has already happened, and therefore that is an absolutely appropriate bracha to make. Dichsiv, kel motzi'am mi Mitzrayim. And that's clearly past tense. So that for sure works. Ki pligi behamotzi. The machlokas is whether hamotzi also implies past tense. So Rabbanan Savri, hamotzi da'apik mashma. It also implies past tense, dichsiv, because the pasuk says, when Moshe Rabbeinu tells Bnei Yisrael at the end of the 40 years that they were in the Midbar, hamotzi l'chamayi mitzora chalamish, that Hashem took water out of the rock for the duration of their stay in the Midbar. And Moshe was saying this after that the water was already taken out of the rock. So you see that Lashon HaMotzi is Lashon Avar. It's past tense. Rabbi Nechemia Savar, HaMotzi Demapik Mashma. No, HaMotzi means future tense. Shenamar, because the Pasuk says when Hashem says to Moshe that he should go tell Bnei Yisrael that he's going to take him out of Mitzrayim, HaMotzi Eschem Mitachas Sivlos Mitzrayim. I'm going to take you out of Mitzrayim. So you see that HaMotzi is something that will be in the future, not something that was in the that was in the past. So says the Gemara of Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Nechemia and hold that Hamotzi is past tense. Hahu, the pasuk of Hamotzi Yisrael mitachas sivlos Mitzrayim, he says is also past tense, because Hachi Kamar Lu Kutcha Berichu LiYisrael. What Hashem was saying to the Jewish people is as follows: Kan Mafik Neluchu Avin Neluchu Milsa Kiyechid Yadisu Dano Hu Daafkas Yaskam Li Mitzrayim. When I take you out of Mitzrayim, I'm going to make it so obvious that it could have only been God that took you out of Mitzrayim, that everyone's going to realize that it was was Hashem who had taken you out of Mitzrayim. So even though Hashem's having this conversation with Moshe Rabbeinu before Yetzias Mitzrayim actually happened, he's describing to him what their feelings are going to be after Yetzias Mitzrayim happens. They're going to say, oh, it's Hashem who has taken us out. Lashon Avar. You're going to know that I am Hashem Elokeichem who has taken you out of Mitzrayim. So it says Gemara's story with regard to this bracha. Mishtab Klei Rabban Rabbi Zeira as Bar Razvid Achud Rabbi Shimon Bar Razvid Dadam Gadolhu. The Rabban were telling Rabbi Zeira that there's this guy Bar Razvid who is the brother of Rabbi Shimon Bar Razvid who is a tremendous gadol baki bebrachos who and he's an expert in brachos. So Malam Rabbi Zeira said, oh, I'd love to meet such a guy. Next time he's in town, please bring him to me. I'd love to shmooze with him in Hilchos Brachos. Zimnecha de ikol gabei. So one time, this guy came to Rabbi Zeira, afikul le'rifta. So Rabbi Zeira brought out some bread for him to eat. So, you know, the brachos being, you would think like that kills it, right? He's not going to say a bracha on anything else. That's all, only the bread. So Pasuk Amar, motzi. And he said the nusach of bracha of motzi, not ha-motzi. Amar zeu shomer alav adam gadol. This is the guy that you say is an adam gadol, baki b'brachosu, and he's such a baki in brachos. Bishlamar yamar ha-motzi. If you would have said hamotzi, that would mean something. So Ashmin and Taima, Ashmin and Hilchasa. So then he'd be telling us what the pasuk means. Hamotzi eschem itach l'sivlus Mitzrayim, right? He'd be telling me how to touch up that pasuk. That it's the way that Chum understand it. Because if he's saying the bracha of hamotzi, you see that hamotzi must be a lashon avar, and therefore hamotzi eschem itach l'sivlus Mitzrayim must be about what the Jews are going to say after we're taken out of Mitzrayim, retrospectively about the experience. The Ashmin and Hilchasa Krabban, and you're telling me that the Allah is like the Chachamim that disagree with Rami Nechemia. So that would be a statement, you know, if you would have said Ha Motzi. El Adamar Motzi, my Kamashmalan. But if you're just saying Motzi, well, what are you telling me already? What are you teaching me? Well, Lashon Motzi, everyone agrees, is a Lashon that's right for a bracha. A person has to say a bracha, apparently, a person is supposed to say a bracha in a way that teaches the most halachos out of that bracha. That's the Tosefta says, Brachos of Shaladam Nikr im Bor Hu Otam L'Chacham Hu. That's what the Rush quotes in Maseches Pesachim, that from a person's brachas, you can tell what he is, because if he's teaching you halachas through his brachas, that's a gavur rabba. The Achronim raised the question, though, that we're going to have a Gemara later on, that Raphim Bar Papa was Mishan of the Nusach of Bracha, and Rabba got very angry at him. So it sounds like you're not supposed to be Mishan of the Nusach of the Bracha just to teach halachas. So one of the Achronim suggests that it depends on who your audience is, that if the people around you are the Bnei Yeshiva and you can teach them something, so then you should be Mishan to teach the proper halachos, but if it were to teach lessons from the brachos. But if you're amongst Amei Aretz, you don't want everyone just going around making up their own brachos, so then you have to stick to the standard nuschaos. Why did he say motzi? He had a very good kavana. There was no machlokas that motzi means l'sha avar. So he figured motzi is the safest bet. V'hilchasa ha-motzi lechem in ha-aretz. T'kaimelon k'rabanan tamri da'apik mashma. Even though there was no machlokas about motzi, we say ha-motzi, because we pass him like the Rabbanan that it's past tense. Says Tosfos, why would we say ha-motzi if everyone agrees that motzi works? Meaning, wasn't this guy's cheshbon good? That if everyone agrees that motzi is a good nusach, why would we dafka be machnis into a machlokas? So Tosfos says, v'yathal pita b'motzi kuliyam lo pligi da'apik mashma ubi yushan fresh taima k'dei shalo la'ariv ha-osios. He says you have to think of the whole text of the bracha. Baruch atah Hashem elokeinu melech ha'olam motzi lechem min ha'aretz. No, you don't want the ha'olam, the mem, at the end of ha'olam to run into the beginning of the next word. You want to make it clear that it's two separate words. So litein revach bein advekim. Why? Well, where do we have such a thing on Daf Tezvav? We had right of limadtem limud chatam to put a revach bein advekim. Tos gave a whole bunch of examples over there as well that the Gemara didn't even give. So the same is true in our brachos. So we don't want ha'olam motzi ha'motzi separates it. Aye, but this bracha is already doomed anyway, as far as this is concerned, because lechem min haaretz. So says Tosfos. Yalvagav de lechem min nami ika eruv shani asim de crux. What could you do? That's the lashon of the pasuk. Masmiya chatzor behem ve'esav lavod desadim lahotzi lechem min haaretz. So Valkeni says yesh levtzav b'shtei yadav be'eser etzbos neged yud tevash mikrozeh. Tosfos says an interesting thing that when you take your challah, you should have 10 fingers on the challah relating to the 10 words. in that pasuk that the bracha is based on. The Torah quotes other things in Simchat Kuf Samach Zayin, other reasons why we have dafka 10 fingers on the challah, that you should put 10 fingers on the challah, connected eser mitzvos that are tali bepas, and other reasons as well that they suggest that you should dafka, that there's such a minhag to put all 10 fingers on the challah at the time that one is botzeya. Okay, so that's as far as hamotzi is concerned. Vali yirakos omer, now into vegetables. So we said yirakos get a bar priyadama. So katani yirakos dumi depas. Yirakos are juxtaposed in the Mishnah with the bracha that you say on bread because they have similar halachos. Ma pasha nishtan al yideya or af yirakos nami shenishtan al yideya or. Just like bread has been baked and it gets hamotzi, so too if you have cooked vegetables, you would still say bar priyadama. Amar Rav Nai mishmei davai zosa meres shlokos mevarchan leim bar priyadama. You see from here that when it comes to cooked vegetables, the proper bracha is bar priyadama. Tosfos writes that the dimyon is not exactly right. It's not a complete comparison, because pas becomes better al yedeya or. When you cook vegetables, some of them get worse al yedeya or. The Rashba says another difference between pas and yirakos, as far as the halacha, that pas, you don't say amotzi unless it was nishtan al yedeya or. You're only going to say amotzi once it's baked. Yirakos, you would say ha'adama before you cook it as well. So the comparison is not an exact comparison. Darsh Rav Chisna Mishum Rabbeinu Umanu Rav. Rav Chisna said the name of Rav. Shlokos Mvarkan Lein Bar Priyadama. Cooked vegetables get a Bar Priyadama. Rav Seinu Yod Meretz Yisrael Umanu Ula Mishmed Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Shlokos Mvarkan Lein Shakol Nebidvaro. And Ula says, no, cooked vegetables is Shakol Nebidvaro. Va'ani Omer, I'm going to say that there's no machlokas, that everyone agrees that it depends on the vegetable. Kol Shetchilasa Bar Priyadama Shlokos Shakol Nebidvaro. If initially it was the vegetable is meant to be eaten raw, it's edible raw, and therefore it's a bar priyadama when it's raw, so now when you cook it, it's going to be shakol niyabedvaro. The kosher tchilas or shakol niyabedvaro, but any vegetable that people do not typically eat raw, like a potato, for example, so in its raw state would only be a shakol. Shalako, when you then cook it and you make it edible, bar priyadama. Then it's going to become a bar pri haadama. Tosos points out that what if you have a vegetable that's good both raw and cooked, and people eat it whichever way. So then you should always say bar priyadama, even if it's cooked. You say bar priyadama in both ways. The Rashba quotes a shitas harayvid that disagrees, and he says that even a vegetable that you would eat bein chai bein mevushal, when you cook it, it would downgrade it to a shakol niyabedvaro. But Tosa is not true. You would say bar priyadama on something that's that as long as you're eating a vegetable in its ideal way. If its ideal way is both cooked and raw, so then it's a bar priyadama either way. So I understand. So you can have something that when it's raw is not edible, and then when you cook it, it becomes much better. So it's going to be bar priyadama. Mishkachasa bekarba v'salka v'kara. Yeah, but cabbage and beets and pumpkins, those are all good examples. El kol shetchilasa bar priyadama shalako shahakol hechim mishkachasa. But where do you have something that initially is a bar priyadama, and then when you cook it, it downgrades it and becomes a shahakol? Where do you have such a thing? Some Rav Nachum Yitzchak mishkachasa. Garlic and leeks are such examples that people do vegetables, people eat them only when they're raw. It's not the derech to eat them cooked at all. This is l'chara raya to shitas hatosos, because if every vegetable that could be eaten both raw and cooked would still get downgraded to a shahakol, then what's the hechi mishkachasla? Every vegetable is mishkachasla. So it's a raya to shitas hatosos. That's what the Rashba points out. Darash of Nachum Yishum Rabbeinu Umanu Shmuel. Rav Nachman says in the name of Shmuel, Shlokos Mvarkan Lein Bar Priyadama V'chavreinu Yod Meretz Yisrael Umanu Ula. But Ula says Mishmed Rabbi Yochanan Amar Shlokos Mvarkan Lein Shakol Niyabedvaro, that Shlokos get a Shakol Niyabedvaro. So Rav Nachman understood that Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan are talking about all types of vegetables and without Rav Chista's Chilik. So there's a Machlokes. V'ani Omer B'Machlokes Shnuya. And I say that this Machlokes between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan is really a Machlokes Tanayim, whether cooking a food takes away its status as a food. Tanya, because we have a brisa in a totally different context, that yotzin baraki kasharui, that if you want to cook if you soak your matzah on Pesach, you could be yotze the mitzvah of matzah, but not only soaked, ubimavushal shaloni muach, and even if you cook the matzah, but it hasn't totally disintegrated, divra meir. For Rabbi Yossi, yotzin baraki kasharui, avalo ubimavushal afal pi shaloni muach, that once you cook your matzah, you cannot be yotze. So Rav Nachman's telling us this machlokas, Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan is telling the machlokas, Rameir and Rabbi Yossi. Shmuel, who says that you say bar priyadama, Dama and Shlakos, because the Bishul doesn't take away its Shem Pri. That's like Rabbi Meir, that when you cook your matzah, you could still use it as matzah. Rabbi Yochanan says that it's Shakal Nibidvaro when you cook your vegetables, because the Bishul took away the Shem Pri. That's going like the Sheet of Rabbi Yossi, that Bishul takes away the status of matzah. Says Mar Velohi, the comparison is not an accurate comparison. Everyone agrees Shlakos is a Bar Pri Adama. Meaning all the Tanaim about matzah agree that cooked vegetables are Bar Pri Adama. Over there it's a special din within the matzah, that once you cook the matzah, it loses its tam matzah. But over here by Shlakos, even Rabbi Yossi would agree it's a Bar Pri Adama. Rabbi Yochanan, Shlakos and Varkalim Shakol Nibvaru. Machlokas, what Rabbi Yochanan said. Did Rabbi Yochanan say Shlakos or Bar Pri Adama or Shakol Nibvaru? Amram Nachman Yitzchak, Kavu Ula Lishabishtek Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yefes. That Ula said this halacha in a mistaken way, like Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yefes in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. So Tabar Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Zeir says, how could you listen to Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yefes? Vichimayin in Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yefes. They said Rabbi Baraba. Rabbi Shachta points out when it comes to like people who quote Rav Soloveitchik, he said, you know, a lot of times people quote an Adam Gadol, you have to look at who's quoting him. There could be two people who sat in the same shir, but one of them really paid attention and the other one didn't so much. So you have to pay attention to who's the one that's reporting it. So you're quoting Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yefes in the context of Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba dayuk amr shmaitim mi Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi. Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yefes lo dayuk. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba was very careful to get every word down. Va'o Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba kol tosin yom mahadet talmudik amid Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi. Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yefes lo mahader. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba would chazer over the month's learning once a month with the Rebbe, with Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yefes didn't have such a practice. Va'o barmindin da'u trumusa d'shalki le'sev zimni b'kedera. If you have a certain type of bean that they would cook it seven times in a pot, and they would eat it as dessert. And we know that Rabbi Yochanan said a Bar Pri Adama on such things, even though it was cooked and it had a Shem Pri. So you see that Rabbi Yochanan holds that Shlakos still have the Shem Pri, and the proper bracha is Bar Pri Adama. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue with Rayas about Rabbi Yochanan's Shita about cooked vegetables.